For today's In Touch, I continue my conversation with Tom Dua, member of the committee that organized Richmond's 175th celebration, which is coming up on Saturday. That live entertainment, I want to make sure to touch on that. Who do you have performing?
Starting off at noon, we have a group with some local family members called the Tabuck Horse Family Band, and they'll be performing till approximately from noon till 2. And after that, we have the Don Welch Experience, and they're also a local band from Shiloh. Then we have a group called the River City Six that will be starting approximately around 4. And one of its members has family ties here to Richmond. They're from the Quad City area, and I'm told they're quite a good band. They play a variety of music. And then ending up in the evening, we're going to have the band called The Morning After. It also has Richmond ties, and that band was quite popular several years ago, and I'm told it still is popular. So hopefully people will be able to sit back, reminisce, reunite with people, and have an enjoyable day. Most everything that we have that day is free of charge.
With the 175th anniversary coming up here, that only happens once. What's the anticipation like there in Richmond? Are people getting excited?
I've heard a lot of positive. I've had people tell me they're bringing campers, looking for places to camp. I have not heard one negative thing about this, and people are thankful that this group in town got together and took the bull by the horns and started this up. So there was a similar parade about 25 years ago. Also, Richmond is noted for its parades and its celebrations. They used to have one on the 4th of July and Memorial Day. There's a lot of pictures in the Richmond to Richmond book of various parades throughout the years. So we're really excited, and I've had many community members tell me they're excited too.
Are you inviting people from outside of Richmond to come take part in the festivities?
Anybody is welcome. We welcome all. Come out, help us have an enjoyable afternoon. Lots of food and drink, music to listen to, the park. If anybody has ever seen the Richmond Park, it's beautiful. And we've recently done a lot of work, had a lot of donations helping paint swing sets, paint buildings and park benches and et cetera. So it's really had a good facelift, and it's really shady, and it's a beautiful, beautiful area. So please come out and enjoy.
And are those improvements something that led up to your 175th?
Yep, in the last month or two, yep. When we started the project, we had people step forward and donate time and money towards doing the facelift.
The excitement that you stated and all the preparation for it, it sounds like the community's really coming together to put on a once-in-a-lifetime event.
Oh, they really have. The committee, we've met weekly over the last couple months, and people have put their heart and soul into having this come off, so I'm sure we'll have a good time.
Who did the legwork? How many people were involved with organizing this?
There was probably a core of 10 to 12 of us that has taken different. We had a committee that would each have a head, like one person did kids' games, one was responsible for the parade, and just kind of a collaborative effort that way, and that way it didn't fall on one person's shoulders.
Finally here, food that draws people to these community events. Do you know what you'll be having there?
Yep, we'll be having hamburgers, brats, walking tacos, barbecued pork, made rights, and it's going to be a snow cone machine. About anything you could possibly think of to eat, we'll have, or we'll make sure we get something.
All right. Tom, thank you so much for all your time here.
I appreciate your time, too. Thank you so much for calling.
That was my conversation with Tom Dua regarding Richmond's 175th celebration for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.